Off the ball.
Rugby.
And he phoned his mum and dad the night before the game and called them mummy and daddy. And I thought at that point, this game's not for you, son. True story.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Friday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, we preview tonight's action in the League of Ireland. The new Minister for Sport claims government funding for League of Ireland academies is not imminent. And La Liga chief Javier Tebas compares Manchester City to Enron. First up, tonight's live game and off the ball is the Dublin Derby clash between Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers. Ahead of that game at a sold-out Talca Park, Shell's boss Damien Duff has claimed derbies are about putting points on the board and not bragging rights. Shell's endured a mixed bag from Dublin derbies, taking just 2 points from a possible 12 in them towards the end of the season, including a 2-0 defeat in Talla on the run-in. Duff's side have begun the season with back-to-back wins, which defender Cameron Ledwidge says is testament to the mentality the manager has fostered at the club.
To be honest, when he first come in and you have that meeting and he set out what he wanted to do, and I think like the standards and the demands is always sky high, so you just have to stay on it all the time and hard work and everything in training. And once you put that into a game, then it starts looking after itself. And I think the demands that he puts on us every week and every day in training, it's the best coach. So
with last weekend's game against Cork postponed, Rovers have had an extra week to get some injured players back to fitness. Jack Byrne, Trevor Clark and Adam Matthews should all return this evening, but Darren Nugent and Danny Mandroyu remain out. Rovers boss Stephen Bradley believes tonight will be another massive test for his players.
It'll be a difficult game, we know that. We know our Shells are about, we know what they do really well. So they're obviously league champions. It's going to be a difficult game, but like always, we'll go there a game plan to go and try and win the game. And there's so many different aspects of what they do that is really good, but we got to focus on what we do. We lost the game over there the last time from being really sloppy from our point of view, and we got to make sure that we stay focused, stay switched on and bring our performance levels.
Kick off at Talca Park is 7:45. The game is live and exclusive on tonight's Off the Ball. Meanwhile, Shamrock Rovers have announced the departure of Director of Academy Coaching. Aidan Price will be taking up a new role with the FAI. Former player Price has been part of the coaching setup at Rovers since 2016. Like Rovers, St Pat's are another of the pre-season favourites seeking a first win of the season tonight. Preparation for their meeting with Sligo Rovers at Richmond Park has been overshadowed somewhat by manager Stephen Kenny describing Ian Hart as an empty vessel after the former Ireland defender's comments regarding fees demanded for players by League of Ireland clubs. Kenny remains without Sean Hoare, Keane Levy and Jamie Lennon for tonight's game. Sligo winger Stephen Mallon will be subject to a late fitness test ahead of their trip to Inchicore. Derry City boss Tiernan Lynch serves a one-game touchline ban for their visit of Waterford. That follows his spat with Alan Reynolds during last week's win over Bohemians at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. On this week's LOI pod, former Derry midfielder Gareth McGlynn was deeply critical of the Candy Stripes' recent recruitment.
I tell you what they're doing. They're asleep at the wheel when it comes to recruitment. Derry City are throwing money, and they've spent, and this is not factual, but they've spent well over $1 million on four players in their 30s that are basically have got 2 years. So in 2 years' time, when they walk out the door, that money is going to walk out with them, and Derry City will be further back than they are right now. They're asleep at the wheel when it comes to the academy. It has been like this for the last 10 years, decade. I've been writing about it. I've been talking about it. No one is listening, and it's becoming more and more desperate. Now, two things. I do not blame the manager, and I do not blame the players that are accepting this money and coming up to Derry to play. And I have to say, listen, Derry could go and win the league this year. And if they do, I'll be the happiest man in the world. But let me tell you something now. They will be in a worse place in 2 years, even if they do win the league this year.
You can hear this week's full LOI pod and every week elsewhere in the OTB football feed. Alan Reynolds will also have to watch from the Turner's Cross stands tonight as Bows go to Cork City. Having missed their first two games of the season, Jordan Flores should return for Bows, while Rhys Brennan and Alex Lacey are doubts. After last week's heroics at home to St Pat's, Galway United are on the road tonight away to Cup winners Drogheda. Having opened life back in the First Division with back-to-back wins, Dundalk go to the unbeaten Kerry. Cove Ramblers are the only other unbeaten side in the second tier and they go to UCD. Treaty United host Finn Harps at Marketsfield and Wexford play Bray Wanderers.
Well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. What a start to the new season.
Shelburne 3 as the lights go out at Talca Park. I hope we're still on air. All the floodlights have gone off. Somebody go and find themselves a generator, because that right now is the only thing that can stop Shelburne.
Damien, would you punch me if I said Shelburne were electric?
Excuse the pun. Would you punch me if I said there's a light and it never goes out by the Smiths? Because that Shelburne Football Club, you can kick us down, beat us down, turn our lights off, we'll always put them back on.
New Minister for Sport Patrick O'Donovan claims state funding for League of Ireland academies is not imminent. He was speaking after the publication of the government's core investment package for 2025, which amounts to just €31.3 million. Funding to the FAI, GAA and IRFU is not included among the bodies covered by this package. In the programme for government, it had been stated they would explore mechanisms to help towards the creation of League of Ireland academies. Minister O'Donovan claimed meaningful progress should be expected within a year, while his junior minister, Charlie McConnellogue, says he wants to ensure government spending has a significant impact and makes a real contribution. It's been revealed Liverpool paid £9.6 million to Jurgen Klopp and his backroom staff upon their departure. The Premier League leaders' accounts for the year ending in May of 2024 recorded a pre-tax loss of £57 million. Liverpool's season without Champions League football is believed to have contributed to that figure. Their wage bill came to £386 million. Liverpool are not believed to be in danger of breaching profitability and sustainability rules, as they made a £7.5 million profit in 2022 and a £9 million loss the following year. La Liga president Javier Tebas has revealed he's reported Manchester City to the European Commission, comparing them to failed energy company Enron. Tebas was speaking at the Financial Times Business of Football Summit. He's claiming that City have utilised related companies in the UAE to hide their losses and that the European Commission are still investigating the matter. City are yet to publicly comment, but are said to completely refute Tebas's claims. Semi-automated offside technology will be used in English football for the first time tonight when Aston Villa play Cardiff at Villa Park in the fifth round of the FA Cup. It should reduce the time it takes to make offside decisions by more than 30 seconds. Newcastle host Brighton in the competition on Sunday, and their manager Eddie Howe is looking forward to seeing how this new technology works.
Well, I've just seen it like everybody else has on various stages, and I quite liked it. The visuals look quite clear and simple. And if it does, as you say, if it speeds up the game and makes those decisions quicker, then I'm all for it, as long as it's accurate.
And Fenerbahce boss Jose Mourinho has been given a four-game ban following comments he made after Monday's draw with Istanbul rivals Galatasaray. He's been punished for derogatory and offensive statements towards the Turkish football community and all the country's referees. Mourinho, who's also been fined, was accused of racism by Galatasaray after the match, something his club has denied.
It was a January day of Sampley 2001. All through the bitter cold and gloom, and Maryville was spun.
Headed goal was by Byrne. There's Grattis! 2 minutes and 17 seconds, that's all it's taken. And Shamrock Rovers take the lead through Tony Grant. First player in the book, here's Francis with the penalty. Tony Grant, can he pull it back this time? All the way across to Shamrock, and it's seventh heaven for Shamrock Rovers. They've gone 4-1 in front.
4-1 down. We said, right, let's prepare for next week. Let's go out and win the second half, at least finish on a positive note and get ourselves ready for the cup.
The famous Bell Bohemians go down 1-4. And the greatest comeback ever. Petter
Rovers 6-4. Back into the 6 yards, and there's Nesovic with his first ever league goal. Bursting through the centre is Morrison, and he scored, and we've got a game on here. Early ball through the centre, Crowe might get there, and he's done it! What an equaliser, Glenn Crowe. What a game of football. Coming on to Morrison, but he's kept possession for Wolves, who have five men forward, and what a Collins. What a comeback for Bohemians. Just over half a minute to go. Crowe is not offside. And Crowe has put it beyond doubt now. A most incredible performance by Bohemians. And Glenn Crowe with his second of the day. Roddy Collins just can't believe his luck. From 4-1 down to 6-4 up. It's game, set and match to Bohemians.
And the final whistle blew. The pitch, for on that hour it was still 4 and the ball was 6.